Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, he who angers you controls you. We appreciate the opportunity of our study together. We pray that as we study from God's Word, each of us will benefit from that study, learn something that will be helpful to us as we conduct our lives here upon the earth. Let's get to our study now for this week. I'd like for you to remember that the Hebrew letter, chapter 8 and verse 5, has this reference, who serve unto an example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Well, there's a great lesson that we can learn by looking at this particular passage. The lesson is simply this. When God tells men to do something, he gives them a pattern. We understand what a pattern is for. We understand a blueprint, and a woman who does sewing understands the idea of a pattern. Well, that idea is used by the writer of the Hebrew letter with reference to God's statement to Moses and the building of the tabernacle. The tabernacle was an important part of the worship of the children of Israel, particularly as they were wandering through the wilderness, and then it became the pattern for the temple that was later built. The division of the tabernacle, you remember, there was the holy place and the most holy place, and so the temple had the most holy place and the holy place, and all of that symbolic of what we have in the church today and eventually in entering into heaven. But the idea of the pattern being followed, I believe, is very important to us. If God would take the time to tell Moses, now you're not on your own. When you build this, you build it like I've told you to build it, according to the pattern that I've given to you, that limits the things that he was able to do and also gives him direction in what he is to do in regard to the building of the tabernacle. Now, let me ask you this and see if this is reasonable. If God was careful in the building of the tabernacle and gave a pattern that needed to be followed implicitly, as God gave the instruction, why would anyone assume today that with reference to our worship, God gives us no pattern? Well, there are people teaching that. There are people who say the pattern is not important, and therefore we can just do as we want to. Isn't the Bible filled with statements that tell us the purpose of the writings of the Old Testament are to give us a pattern or an example? For instance, in Romans 15 and verse 4, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. I take that passage to mean this. The things that you read in the Old Testament are recorded as a pattern. They are an example of God's dealings with mankind. Therefore, we learn by the examples that are set in the Old Testament. When somebody says today, if we don't live under the Old Testament law, then we don't need the Old Testament. Well, that's not true, because it serves as an example. It is an example or a pattern that helps us to see the way we ought to do things. Well, if God gave to us examples in the Old Testament, and we must follow those examples, then remember, he also gives us patterns for what we're doing in our work today. Throughout the Old Testament, not just with the building of the tabernacle, God has always given a pattern, for what he wants done. For instance, when God said to Noah, build an ark, he didn't just leave him on his own in regard to dimensions or in regard to the kind of wood that was used, or the number of doors or the number of windows. He gave him specific direction. He was told to make the ark out of gopher wood. Now, when God said gopher wood, that's the pattern. He could not deviate from that. In fact, the Bible says, as God commanded Noah, so did he. He did exactly what God told him to do. Wouldn't it be great if God would look down upon us today and say, as I have commanded the people, they're doing exactly like I instructed. But today we're living in an age where everybody thinks it's not necessary to follow what God said. You're on your own. You can do what you want to in religion. And to be politically correct, and you've heard that term over and over again, you just simply do what you want to do, and everybody has a right to his own view, and therefore nobody has a right to say, well, that's the wrong thing, because everybody has a right to his own view. Well, friends, if we don't follow God's pattern, it's not the right thing. God gave to us his word of truth, and he expects us to follow the things that are stated in his word. When I read from the Hebrew letter, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, I learn an important point in regard to God's pattern for us today. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. One of the characteristics of the Old Testament characters is that when God gave them instruction, they did what they were told to do. For instance, God would say to Abraham, leave your kinsmen, leave your family, and go into a land that I will show you. Well, all of us know that Abraham obeyed. He did exactly what God told him to do. That's the reason when we come to the Hebrew letter chapter 11, we read of Abraham moving by faith, doing as God instructed for him to do. What a mistake it would be for us to say, oh yes, God reveals his word, but we're still all on our own. We can do anything that we want to. And what pleases you in religion is what is right, and it's all right for you to do anything that pleases you. My friends, religion is not an attempt to please ourselves. Religion is an attempt on the part of man to be pleasing to God. Now, how can I know what pleases God? Shall I guess about it? Well, we could have any number of guesses along that line. But if I can find what God in his will has said pleases him, then I know that I'm doing the right thing. Well, that's the reason we have the Bible. The Bible is the revealed will of God. It's when the Spirit of God took the things that were in God's mind and caused men to write them down. They wrote the Bible, and when I read the Bible, I'm reading what was in the mind of God. So what pleases God is recorded in his book. That just simply means that you and I have the responsibility of doing what God instructed and following the pattern that God has given to mankind. We'll make some further application of this in our study tomorrow. Please listen and remember that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.